Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When people look back and say, hey, when things were the toughest, when things looked the worst, when we were at our lowest point, how did you handle it? How will you be remembered for how you handle it? And I'm looking for, you know, people to come out fighting and give their best, you know, in those kind of situations. That's what you have to do. When you do that, you come out the other end. I think fundamental football is the most quickly fixable thing. And I expect to see us play fundamentally sound football. You know, I don't think we did that all the time today. It wasn't egregiously bad, but I mean, this run defense is just, it's not okay, you know, and that's not something that should happen. So we haven't fixed that really all year yet. That's the number one thing that's got to start. We can't be letting them get the yards they're getting on first down. You can't play behind the sticks the whole game on both sides of the ball. And that's been pretty much a theme throughout the course of the whole season so far.
John Harbaugh speaking yesterday, and the theme of postgame from Harbs to Kyle Van Noy to guys in the locker room, Charlie Kohler, I can remember, Brent Urban. People searching for answers because there really isn't any way to explain what was an absolute disaster of a football game yesterday. Ravens were down 24-3 at the half, lose 44-10. And for the third straight week, it was one-way traffic for offenses against the Baltimore Ravens.
We can act like this is the most complex, you know, scientific theory in the history of the world. We can act like it's astrophysics. We can sit there and rub our brows and you know, burrow our heads and act like it's quantum physics. The most overhyped, overrated roster in the league, a team that is not responding to the coaching staff, a coaching staff that does not know how to get these guys to even just play hard. It is bereft of depth. They have overdrafted and avoided critical positions of need in free agency, in the draft. They have done a horse almost cussed crap job of evaluating, a horse crap job of developing, and the whole thing's crumbled. They've overempowered old guys, 32-year-old running back, 36-year-old Pat. I'm using pass rusher in air quotes. He's not a pass rusher. He's never been a pass rusher. They believe their own press clippings. They are a slave to their own ego and hubris and blind spots, much like the baseball team is in town. And they're paying for it all the way down. Their football culture is warped like Elias's baseball culture is warped. And they will hide behind injuries. And they will try to make you believe that you're not seeing what you're seeing. Why are they losing? The other teams are better than them. The other teams are trying harder than them. The other teams are responding more to their preparation and coaching than them. I don't know. I mean, come on, man.
I don't need to get deep. This is the worst defense I've ever seen. Like, and I'm not being hyperbolic. Like, this is the worst defense I've ever seen. To watch what is going on from the fourth quarter in Buffalo when they were healthy, reminder, to these last three games where teams just go up and down the field on them with reckless abandon, where Nick Chubb is going 30 yards for a touchdown.
How many plays did they run on offense yesterday?
The The Texans?
No, the Ravens.
I'm more concerned.
I think it's 40.
Yeah, they
it takes it's not just a bad defense.
Well,
they re-upped the 32-year-old running back.
Yes, but right? This defense doesn't stop
anyone. They did nothing to improve the offensive line. And the quarterback got hurt, and they are one of the least efficient, least effective third down offenses in the NFL.
Offense stinks. And by the way, we're back. I said this.
Because there's a lot of bad defenses. Yeah. They can at least get up to 55, 60 plays because they can run the ball. They also can't run the ball. And their special teams suck.
Their defense, a lot of defenses aren't as bad as this one. A. B. I told you this last week. They're back to 2018 pre-Lamar. They can't run the ball. They can't. Their offensive line ain't good enough. And like every time the Texans would run blitz, there were three guys in the backfield every time Derrick Henry had the ball. He didn't have a chance.
Derrick Henry didn't have a chance.
He didn't.
Okay.
The sad reality is this, and this isn't hyperbole either, Ken, and the 177 points they've allowed this season is the most in any five-game stretch over franchise history. They're 1-4 for just the second time in their 30-year history. Yesterday was the low point in the John Harbaugh era.
Yes.
That really felt like rock bottom.
Wait till the Rams come
to. So far.
Not a football so left, far. Bone.
But like you just...
Maybe not for Zach Orr, but for a lot of these other guys, a lot of football left.
Zach Orr's got one left.
Right now... The sad reality is the Ravens are the get-right team.
Of course they are.
The Ravens are the get-right team. You can go back to the Lions game where, look, they were rolling. They just blew out the Bears. But you gave up the third most rushing yards in franchise history. You were facing a Kansas City team, and that offense has been, for the most
broken.
Part, nowhere to be found for over a year. That was the most points the Chiefs have scored since Week 3, 2023. And then you face a Texans offense that on the season had scored 6 touchdowns. They scored 5 touchdowns yesterday.
They barely been in the red zone. Been in the red zone.
C.J. Stroud had not, like, that was the best game of his career, statistically
85%
speaking.
Completions. It's hard to top that.
Are running open all day.
Career high in completion percentage. 4 passing touchdowns. He had the longest rush of his career. And then, I'm sure everybody's seen it, Morgan Adsit tweeting that video out yesterday.
The 30 people still at the stadium?
30 people left, where the whole stadium was gone pretty much at halftime. But the remaining dozens left, booing and cussing at John Harbaugh, walking down the step. Like, that was rock bottom. Of the John Harbaugh era yesterday. I can't think of a close
Chubb,
second.
Nick Chubb has 2 long runs this year. The one against Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers told you after the game they let him score. Yeah. And this one. Like, Nick Chubb is washed, and he goes for 30 yards on this pathetic defense.
Stroud might play 20 years in this league and never have another 35-yard run like that.
Dude, it's bad. And you can tell, like, it's a combination. They're checking out.
Yep.
They are lost. Hey. It's a fun story to talk about undrafted free agents. When they have to play in a real game,
Them out of it. Where's the first round pick?
Hey,
second round picks?
I was getting
Where's multiple third round picks? Where's multiple fourth round picks?
I'm getting to it, but Keon Martin and Reuben Lowry were lost out there. Teddy Buchanan was lost out there. Malachi Starks was lost out there yesterday. And like that defense offers you nothing. And that's just a start, because you're right, there's offensive problems as well. Like, Cooper Rush has given the ball to the other team 3 times. They can't run the football at all. They had, that first drive was fun. DeAndre Hopkins catches that ball. They're going down the field. We'll always have that. Like, this team, as bad as you think they are, they're worse. And let me tell you something else. Matthew Stafford is going to get that film downloaded to his iPad at some point today, and he's going to watch that, and he's either going to laugh or he's going to
drill. They've been off since Thursday.
Yeah, whenever they send it to him.
I probably sat at McVay's Palace in Malibu, and they watched it together.
Puka Nacua might catch 25 balls on Sunday. Like, this, it's one-way traffic, and it ain't changing.
No. No, they're broken culturally. And again, this accountability word cracks me up. We haven't heard from Silent Steve in better part of a decade.
He's talking today, I think, right Boys now. And Girls Club. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like, They hired the worst GM in NFL history to replace a legend, a team president, because they just because all they care about is their black lung and their money,
black
and
wing.
Their handouts and getting the lease that they want. Like, there's the they use the word culture all the time. When they say it matters, believe them. Their culture is warped. You had a GM pimping himself on the sidelines like he had won, like he'd ever done anything in his career as a GM. What, this doesn't happen in other places.
Think of it this way. When you're saying culture, what was it? When Harbs came in, play like a Raven.
Yeah.
What the hell
Mighty
is
men.
Playing like a Raven?
How about draft a Raven? How about sign a Raven? How about build your team from the inside out, not the outside in? Like,
it worked until it didn't,
pay
Jason.
For depth? How about pay for depth because it matters? Yeah. How about your comp pick formula? Why don't you shove that you know where?
Oh.
Why don't you go get real football players?
Ravens are 1-4. We will continue to discuss during the day. We'll take your calls as well during the show. But guest-wise on today's show, Jonah Schaefer, he was there yesterday covering the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Does he have any answers? We'll ask him at 4 o'clock. And Cordell Woodland sat next to me. I had Bone on one side of me, Cordell on the other. What does he think about what he saw yesterday?
Did Aloysius leave at halftime?
Of course.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He did.
Come on, man.
I baked into the cake.
I figured.
Yeah, it's baked in the cake.
I almost said after the first quarter.
Yeah, no, he stays.
Because he's got to get the food.
Yeah. Nachos.
Halftime food.
Well, yeah. You get nachos at the end of the first quarter, and he was very...
that's right, because you don't have the palatial dining space anymore.
No, well,
they booted everybody out of there.
But you still, they do nachos at the end of the first quarter, and then lunch or dinner, depending on game time, at halftime. And he's staying for that.
Yeah.
So he was there until he wasn't. Coming up next.
Can you believe... And then how about the Terps? What is going on in
this
town?
Oh, man.
We're not allowed to have anything in this town.
Dude. I don't want to hear about penalties. You blew a 20-0 lead. You blew a 23 fourth quarter lead. Like, stop.
Monachino. Talk about defensive coordinators who should be fired ASAP. That's one.
John Harbaugh. He's coaching these mighty men, and he seems to think he's got still a good football team. What did we think of Harbaugh yesterday?
They got a mighty mess.
That's next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the play calling wasn't really an issue. We tried to do the things that were in the game plan, and and we never really generated a rhythm. We had the turnover early when we had a little bit of a drive going there. Petrie made a nice play on that flat route. That low interception hurt us. So I didn't think that was really the issue.
That was Harbs after the game, searching for answers. And Jason, you brought up a good point in the group chat. Like, the way that Harbs coached this
team. Who does he think he's coaching?
Yeah, the way he coached this team was something.
Let's go back to deferring. What planet am I on?
Because get that defense out there. Get a stop.
I mean, don't give me the second half. Bro, you're getting the second half doesn't even matter in these games. How about you try to, like, establish the run and attack them? You like, why would you want to put this god-awful defense on the field at home to start a game in a must-win game? Nope, no, I don't care about traditional, like, wisdom. This is the hand you were dealt. Your GM sucks at his job. You've got no players. And so that side of the ball is abject failure. Why are we deferring?
Well, and also kicking the field goal on your offensive drive.
It's
the first
on my
offensive
list.
Drive. And not
How going, are you not going for it on fourth and two there?
Yeah.
You just berated your offensive coordinator, who's actually good at his job, yeah, for a full week about short yardage and not being able to get Derrick Henry going in short yardage. And you're trying that field goal instead of fourth and two? Like, what part of you thought your defense wasn't going to get pushed around all day? Like, I don't
delusional
get
part?
That. At what point does the special teams stop looking like high school and community college level? Like, at what point do we stop having rudimentary fundamental penalties on special teams? At what point do their return groups out surpass the other teams? At what point do we stop negating? Like, I actually feel bad for Stout, and I'm not a big Stout guy, but he has an absolute game-changing punt, and they give it right back.
Yes, yes.
And so, of course, it gets in his head, and then what happens on the next one? But, like, I'm sorry, Harbs, bro. I got to look at you, man. You're the special teams maven.
Yeah.
I know you can't coach all three units. Leave Monk alone. He's actually got that. Let Pagano run your defense. Throw Zach Orr to the Wolves. You might need to get rid of Horton, too. You better coach special teams, Holmes. Mm-hmm. What is that? How can that happen?
All hands on deck. And I just, I love this theory. And by the way, and you, I will turn to you with the betting part of it. The fact that the Ravens are still the betting favorites to win this division is something to me. Like, this assumption that
all over the Steelers.
Like you get past the Rams and the schedule gets easier. You think Ben Johnson's not going to have something for this? Like, this defense isn't getting better. No. That's the one thing we need to come to terms with.
Caleb Williams might run for 150 yards on this team.
You can't be talking about playoffs right now. You have to be hoping for a competitive game.
Dude,
haven't seen that in a couple
weeks.
They beat
one quarterback who isn't the starting quarterback. Yeah. They let a 5'5", sixth-round pick replace him in London.
Yes.
And he looked markedly better.
Yeah.
So that doesn't even, like, bro, who do people, like, the schedule, who are they better than?
Well, that's what I was saying in the open.
Like, we're going to do a six-pack tomorrow. Six worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Bro, who are they better than?
They have been the get-right game. That's who they've been these past few weeks.
But are you with me that Harbaugh needs to realize?
Yes.
You need to do anything you can to win a game. And whatever, like, you don't have many strengths, you better figure out or even perceive strength. You need to play to them. Putting your defense on the field to start that game. No, bro. You got a much better shot letting Monk figure something out in an early script to at least establish some offense, to start churning away at the clock and the number of plays you need to maybe buy your defense a chance to play with a lead. I know that they had one briefly in Kansas City and then...
Yeah, that was fun.
Long.
Yeah.
But like...
Had the ball first.
That blows my mind. And the 55-yard field goals with this kid, stop.
And... We'll get more into it during TMI, but that's where yesterday was so alarming for me, because I think a discernible strength of a John Harbaugh coach team going back to 2008 is typically when they face adversity, that's when this team plays at its best.
Yes.
And you can go back to his rookie year, them going on the road into Tennessee, the number one seed, no one's giving him a chance, and they somehow win that game. They weren't afraid going into Foxborough. Beating the Steelers, sweeping them with Ryan Mallett as your starting quarterback in 2015 when they were decimated with injuries. Tyler Huntley going toe-to-toe with MVP Aaron Rodgers. Like, them playing with the Rams when they won the Super Bowl that same year. For them to get blown out and play three consecutive non-competitive games, I'm hitting the panic button right now.
Hitting the panic button. It's over. It's over.
I'm with you. But, like, that was rock bottom yesterday. That was a jarring sight.
Here's the sad part. It's not rock bottom because the Rams are coming to town Sunday. And Sean McVay's pissed because they've lost two of their last three games in games they had no business losing.
Dude.
And they're gonna tear this up.
Harbaugh off a bye. Andy Reid guy's off a bye. They come off a bye and lose to Chicago. I got news for you. That's a new rock bottom.
Yeah.
Let Lamar come back because they're not winning every game with Lamar. Get out of here. Yeah. Let Lamar come back after a bye and lose to Chicago. They're showing you who they are. They've had many chances to bow up at least nominally. Believe them.
To Bone's point, number one with a bullet, like Harb's teams always played for him. They've quit on him. They're done.
This is, like I said at the open, he cannot get them to respond, and I'm not sure they really want to respond to him. Even what Van Noy said is pretty...
Van Noy stopping before he, like, when they was hit about a contract.
That whole exchange is very, very telling. Now, he's another guy who, I told you in the offseason, you got two options with him. If you're bringing him back, you need to make him feel really, really whole, especially if you're taking care of Derrick Henry and these other people, right? Or you better bring in somebody a whole hell of a lot better than him who's an actual pass rusher so that you can bring him along for the ride. They didn't either.
Ravens lose 44-10. Coming up next, by the way, we're going to take your calls at the bottom of the hour, 410-583-1057. I'm sure there will be a lot of positivity, but 245, we're taking your calls. But coming up next, it's a 2 6-pack Monday. First one, 6-pack of defensive observations. There's a lot of them, and it's next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. And it is the Monday after a Sunday football game. So it's six-pack. Six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Hey, welcome back, Jair Alexander. It's good to have you back on the football field. I think 28 snaps, and his highlight was almost getting into a fight with Jalen Knoll after he scored his first career touchdown. Kid did the Ray Lewis squirrel dance, and then he wanted the ball, and Jair tried to get the ball back from him and created a whole thing on the field. He didn't make any plays. That was the extent of Jair Alexander. It's been a fun year with him.
Well, they tried to hide him.
Yeah.
Like I told you they would. They'll play Tampa and these undrafted kids more than him. And he still was an abject failure, much higher for me. Six is, I'm just picking up where we left off. Like, your defense is terrible. Your head coach and your special teams need to understand that. And when you have a chance to play the field position game, you have to take advantage of it. Harb's deferring, stupid. Harb's trying a 55-yard field goal to give that offense better field position against his garbage defense, stupid. Guys running out of bounds to negate 62-yard punts when you could back them up inside their own 10, stupid. Other special teams penalties, stupid. Not being able to get more out of your return game. I don't know if it's stupid or not, but it's not good enough. Bro, they need every subsidy and handout they can get. Like, the fact that they don't recognize that in that building is ridiculous.
Number five.
I mean, stop me if you heard this one before, but you don't even need wide receivers in your game plan. Running backs and tight ends all day long. Running backs and tight ends. I'm just using the first three quarters. I'm taking Damian Pierce coming out of retirement to bleed the fourth quarter.
That was fun.
In three quarters, tight ends and running backs touched the ball 26 times for 173 yards. 6.7 yards per touch to tight ends and running backs with an offense that can't push the ball downfield at all season long until they threw to the middle anytime they wanted against these mooks. Like... It's so broken. It wasn't even good. And when McDonald was here, it was the underbelly.
Yeah.
But now it's literally a free pass. It's just taking money from a baby, taking candy from a baby. It's taking mixed sunglasses metaphors from your
GM,
super egomaniacal GM.
We are sort of simpatico because it's the same thing. The inside linebackers suck. It's just so bad, which leads to what's going on in the middle of the football field, which is it's big time open for business.
Number four.
You gave up a 27-yard touchdown run to a washed running back and the 30-yard run to a quarterback who can't run. I brought it up in one of the prior segments. Like, Nick Chubb is done. His only other big run this year, Tampa Bay told you after the game they let him score because they wanted the ball back. This is this word's going to come up a lot, but that's embarrassing.
Yeah, my four is the fourth quarter. Like, these guys, they better get used to it because this is not the only team that wants to get them back for perceived slights in the past. If you are going to look like you might rub it in on some people, if you want to keep running jumbo offensive linemen six times, having six offensive linemen on the field in the fourth quarter against the team that you're destroying, when they get a chance to give it back to you, they might. And that fourth quarter was shameful. The inability to do anything, late third quarter, fourth quarter, when you're down three-plus scores and you still can't stop anything they're doing, running or passing, that's a joke. And when the highlight of your fourth quarter is the broken-down juvenile corner that you overpaid in free agency to come here and do nothing. When the thing that stands out the most is him trying to rip a ball away from somebody, getting their first
career touchdown,
NFL score. Like, it's going to keep getting personal. Not a lot of people in the league like the GM. I'm just going to let you know. And they're going to keep showing him what they think of his roster. And the defense is going to have to keep wearing it. But that fourth quarter was a joke.
Yeah, I'm with Jason. And it's a good point. And CJ Stroud was asked about the Christmas beatdown that the Ravens gave out. And it wasn't just running the football, by the way.
They were throwing it.
He had a 47-yard completion in the fourth quarter. Look, he was throwing the ball
downfield.
The
week before, Andy Reid wanted to get it. He left Mahomes in trying to get him the fifth touchdown.
Yeah.
He didn't even stop at four. So get used to it.
And Stroud got a fourth passing touchdown in
the fourth quarter.
We're doing the six-pack of defensive observations, and Bellway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three's where I put the opening drive. Like, if there was going to be any pulse, if there was going to be any signal that this week is a little different, it's Harbs putting these mooks on the field.
Show some
fight. And them at least showing up.
Yeah.
Somebody making a stop. Somebody looking like they're in position. Somebody looking like they're really, really up for the fight. The ease with which a offensive coordinator who was already under fire, not even a month on the job, and a quarterback who they're talking about, oh, I don't think we can extend this guy after year three. And Collins hasn't done anything all year. And they go with Chubb over the Woody March kid who looked previously better than him, and they still shove it right down your throat to start the game. Mwah! Chef's kiss.
My three, and I touched on this earlier, it's fun and it's cute to pump your chest and talk about undrafted kids, and we're these guys are so good. We signed three of them, and this team loves day three draft picks, and so obviously the first round draft picks stink too, but man, was it a rough day for Keon Martin, Reuben Lowry, and Teddy Buchanan. Like, these three guys, a day three pick and two undrafted guys.
You guys wanted Reuben Lowry, right? Yeah, that was your guy.
Man.
I told you why Hamilton was doing what he's doing.
Oh, I hear
they
you.
They don't have football players.
Now, could these kids get better one day? Absolutely. But this was too big for them yesterday, and it was obvious.
Number two.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but this team has no pass rush.
Yep.
They had two sacks. One of them was Kyle Van Noy was unblocked coming off the edge. It was a gift sack. They let C.J. Stroud run around, do whatever he wanted. It was saying, you know, rinse and repeat. The quarterback is not even being bothered. It was happening again.
We're simpatico. They're 28th in pressure rate. They're 32nd in sack rate. And the D.C. refuses to sell out and throw at least once a series, just bring six or seven. Just do it. Just do it. I'm not saying do it all the time, but the fact that it still lacks a real aggressive bent when you know you have no players is mind-numbing and will probably be part of the reason he's fired in a week.
Number one.
Blame sunglasses at night. These guys were supposed to be Travis Jones, they told you, is a first-round pick in the third round. Trenton Simpson was going to replace Patrick Queen. Teddy Buchanan wasn't an end-of-the-draft pick, was he?
Fourth round.
There you go. Middle mid rounds. That's where you're supposed to find players.
Third day.
You're supposed to at least be able to find some depth.
Yeah.
Like, Starks, first-round pick. Owe, first-round pick.
Yeah.
Ajabo, second-round pick. Mike Green, not a football player right now.
No.
Not an NFL player right now. Second round should have been top 10, right?
That's
if not for multiple accusations against him. Like Tampa, they've been telling you that's our next great corner find, just like they told you it was Jalen Armour Davis before him, right? No one. Take the undrafted kids out. And then the one guy they bring in from the outside, well, really two, a run stuffer who can't stuff the run, and Jair Alexander. None of them are distinguishing themselves. People are falling all over themselves talking about Nate Wiggins. I mean, Nate Wiggins looks like a football player. Like, he can play in the league. Nate Wiggins isn't going shutting people down, showing up all over the ball.
He's not Darrell Revis.
These guys are supposed to be football players from day one. That's how they built their team. All they want is comp picks. All they want is draft. All they want to be is told how great they are and how great their roster is. These kids are giving them absolutely nothing. They don't look like they belong in the NFL. They look like they should be on a practice squad. Fire the GM.
I'm not being hyperbolic here. This is the worst defense I've ever seen. And for the third straight week, it looks like teams are running 7-on-7 drills against the Ravens defense. It looks like I'm watching training camp because they are mustering zero, whether it be against the run, against the pass. There is no pressure on the quarterback. He can sit back. C.J. Stroud, you can say, okay, they scored 26 points against Tennessee last week. It was 6-0 in the fourth quarter. This offense has been horrible. What, 16 points a game? They had 24 at the half. This is embarrassing, and it's the worst defense I've ever seen.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
I mean, it's plain sight.
None of those kids can play. None of them can just distinguish themselves.
The defense was just way too overhyped, and you didn't even bring up, because he didn't play yesterday, he's hurt, the $20 million inside linebacker up to the contract.
You think this is going to bring out the best in him? He's a front runner. Yeah. Dude, they've allowed 13 passing touchdowns, most in the NFL, 8 rushing touchdowns, second most in the NFL. 13 passing touchdowns allowed to 1 interception, 69% completion percentage.
Nice bump.
109.8 passer rating, and at the same time, they have the lowest rush defense EPA in the NFL, -9.65. Their last 28 full drives, they've allowed 14 touchdowns, 7 field goals, and 5 punts. They've allowed 20 more points than the New York Jets, who look to be as horrific an NFL squad as you will find.
They didn't force a punt until there were 7 minutes left in the game yesterday against a Texans offense that has struggled all year.
They forced 2 punts in the last 2 games.
And of course, no turnovers.
And that's with a lot of garbage time. Yeah. Well, what should be garbage time, except these teams like getting good on you and sending a message to you that knife cuts both ways.
Well, no, it was garbage time because both the punts occurred when both backup quarterbacks were in for the opposing team.
One here from the people next. 410-583-1057. Ravens fly. How are you feeling on this Monday? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. 410-583-1057. Packed phone lines. Let's get to the people, and we'll start with Joe in Woodbury. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Man, everything y'all been saying, you're absolutely right, and I'm mad at the people who dispute the fact. Hey, remember when we were 4-5 and 18? Bashadi had an interview saying I was about to fire Harbaugh. What is he going to do when they wind up 2-15? Y'all have a great day, man.
I appreciate the call. 2-15.
I don't know if they'll be 2-15.
2-15, we know what's happening.
I know this much. They ain't going to be 15-2.
No, they will not.
That is not happening.
That is.
They might not win 15 games the next 2 years.
I'm not good at math.
I would take that bet right now.
I'm not good at math, but I know how math works. They can't be 15-2.
It's impossible.
Let's go to Owings Mills and Ben. Ben, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey there.
I look at this team and where this team needed to go at, Super Bowl or whatever like that. You have a 33-year-old defensive coordinator. San Fran had a first-time coordinator last year. We're going to get a real guy. Well, I guess we're in a row. We're dealing with this. Something which you're saying, Jason, I look at this team. I look at the offensive line. I don't like nothing about it. It's all finesse. You got an older Rodley Stanley. I don't like nothing on offensive line. You look at the defensive line, don't like that. Linebackers are either too young and need to be coached up or don't even belong in the league. And you got multiple ones of them. Kendrick came in here and they said, nah, we'll let you be a practice player. I don't know where you would start at for a draft. If you're going to bring back Harbaugh, you're going to bring back the same coaches. It's not going to do anything. I don't know where to start with this team. Both lines and none of the linebackers. I don't like none of them. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call.
No, it's not. Look.
Trenches are bad.
The Rams, Aaron Donald didn't play every snap of every game when he was with the Rams.
No.
He had injuries. He had bumps and bruises. I'm old enough to remember him having a contract holdout and missing a couple games. They didn't totally fall apart. The 49ers traded DeForest Buckner. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But they did it. Defense wasn't as good without him. Didn't totally fall apart. Went back to the playoffs. Dallas traded Micah Parsons, a top 5 defensive player in this league before the season started. They're at least fighting. Some of their draft picks look like they belong in the league. Like, they were down big to Green Bay. Like, San Francisco against the Rams with 8 starters out on Thursday night on the defensive side of the ball. Lose Bosa for the year. They're running guys off their practice squad. It doesn't look like this. Buffalo last night, no Milano, no Ed Oliver. They lost the game. Mm-hmm. It was respectable.
That's it.
They didn't get destroyed. They didn't just give up. Yeah. Run up the gut on us all day long. We don't have our middle linebacker and we don't have our
D-tackle. Milano played last night. Oliver didn't, but Milano played.
He didn't play the whole game.
Yeah.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, where you lose by a touchdown, you lose by three in a hard-fought game. That's one thing, but completely non-competitive football for three straight weeks is unacceptable.
410-583-1057, Devon, you're on the Fan.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Man, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all got me so fired up, I was trying to collect my thoughts, but I'm just going to start here.
That was the idea.
The reality is this, man. You've been saying it forever. We are the only team that can watch we're the only team that can watch all these top quarterbacks, Mahomes in particular, go to the Super Bowl, and every time he loses, how did he lose? Pass rush. And the only thing we come up with is keep drafting safeties and corners and paying them and never caring about our pass rush, trying to put lipstick on a pig in Van Noy and sell that to me like I really believe that that's going to work. We got the reality is we had the AFC championship here.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's all said and done, we still couldn't get it done. And the only thing we can come up with is keep using our draft picks on corners and secondary, overpaying them, getting washed up corners, and thinking that we're going to win. And one more point that you said that was very important that I watched, which is a part of the nuance of the game. When you on top and you stomping on people's throat and then you never get better, guess what? When you're
they're coming
your way
for
down,
you.
They're going to stomp on your throat.
Yeah, so Omar's coming the other way now, and it's a problem.
Yeah.
Because they can't – they're the path of least resistance on defense.
There's hell to pay. Remember the Crybaby Vic Fangio when they had to keep that streak alive?
Yeah.
There's going to be returns for that.
Yes, there is.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Charlie in Columbia. Charlie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, bud. Thanks for taking my call. I don't kick anybody when they're down. The Ravens can turn us around. It starts with coaching, starts with the head coach. He simply needs to get the spiritual right and everything else will fall back in place. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. I'd like a little what you've been drinking. We've got three straight games.
Godspeed with
that. Yeah, three straight games of absolute disgraceful defensive play. And your quarterback, who basically has held this whole offense together, isn't in there. And you think it's going to get better next week? A little bit of coaching, rub a little WD-40 on this thing, and it'll be much better. Hey, we're going to continue riding calls. 410-583-1057. More of your calls, your thoughts. Hey, maybe you agree with that last caller. This thing can be fixed. We'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.